Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
An Erio's original.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Let's Talk About Bachelor in Paradise with me, your host, Lydia Greengrass de Alvaladejo. It is another week and another bunch of drama amongst beautiful people on Paradise Island, and I just can't wait to talk about the twists and turns that I saw this week. I am yet again not joined by my co-host and good friend, Karen Mitchell. She is still missing, but fret not. I have been in contact with her daughter, Shauna, and her ex-husband, Bart, and they assure me that this behavior is well in line with what Karen is dealing with at the moment and how she is in her life right now. So the authorities have not been notified, but we wish Karen well and can't wait to have her back. But today I am so excited because we have someone that is near and dear to my heart. We have known each other, for a very long time. We knew each other back in the day, and he marches to the beat of his own drum. And that is Keith Cusso. Keith, are you there?
Dynamo! Panama!
Panama! Panama! Panama! Ooh, I love that song. I forgot all about that song. Oh my gosh, I love that song. Welcome, Keith. Wanted entrance. Keith, it is so great to have you on the podcast. You have, of course, have been on my other podcast, Let's Talk, with me, Lydia Greengrass de Alvaladejo, but this is the first time we're meeting here.
Well, what are you talking about? All I do is go on your fucking podcast. That's all I do. I wish I got paid for going on your podcast.
You know, Keith, I agree. You know, I do, you know, to show my appreciation, you know, maybe, sending you over some sort of gift card, you know, in the $25 mark or a coupon.
Dude, leave it open-ended. Just go Visa. That way I can use it anywhere.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, I think somewhere we can, you know, I can email you about it later, but I think something within, you know, the $10 to $15 mark might be.
Oh, baby, we need to get that number way up high in the sky where it belongs, baby.
Yes, very good. So, Keith, tell our listeners, you know, a little bit about yourself, and maybe I'll hop in and give my 2 cents.
Senior manager at GameStop, base warrior, electric base ninja, currently doing a lot of work on the sixth string. Ibanez, baby, all day, baby. Just a really cool free soul who's just looking to rock and roll. Just a great guy with a big heart and a lot of feelings. That's Keith Cusso.
That's right. And, you know, this show we're going to be talking about today is all about finding love. And I will say to all the listeners that Keith and I do have a history together. We did date back, you know, many moons ago.
Here we go.
Many, many years ago. And Of course, now I am married to my wonderful husband, Alessandro, and I have my beautiful twin boys, Eric and Ty. But back in the day, Keith and I did get into a bit of trouble.
Yeah, baby.
So, Keith, today we are going to be talking about Bachelor in Paradise, and I gave you my Hulu password so you could watch on your end, and then I watched on my end, and so we're just going to talk about all the drama that happened on these two episodes that came out this week, and I just want to know, you know, what it was like for you watching this show for the very first time. You know, what are your thoughts, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so just full transparency, you hit me with your password, and then I was like, okay, I'm gonna catch up, so I'm good for the podcast. Then I got slammed at GameStop, and when I got home, I just watched Val. Everyone was telling me about this documentary, Val, about Val Kilmer, and I was like, oh, hell yes. Like, that guy's actually been a pretty big part of my life. So I skimmed the episode. So I'm going to do the best that I can.
Okay, then let me just rearrange my thoughts for a second here.
Yeah.
Okay. So the episode starts and we get two brand new characters, and that is the Smoke brothers, Chris and Chasen.
What the hell?
Yes, the Smoke brothers, Chris and Chasen, and they come in and, you know, they're, you know, just seem like a good time, ready to have fun, and yeah, the Smoke brothers.
Okay, I have two questions off the bat. First off, is the last name spelled S-M-O-K-E or S-M-O-Q-U-E?
Well, Keith, they're not really brothers. That's the thing. They just call themselves the Smoke Brothers, Chris and Chasen.
Chasen. C-H-A-Y-S-O-N.
C-H-A-S-E-N.
Brutal.
So what happens is the Smoke Brothers come in and they really turn the island upside down, and they come in and they get a double date card. And usually when someone new comes in, they get a single date card, but they got a double date card to take out the girls, and they decided to take out Deandra and Jasenia, which was quite a shock.
So wait, all right, okay, wait. So I watched some of it. I get it. But like, so there were two, there was a double date. Was it the Smoke Brothers and two ladies?
Jasenia and Deandra. And with Jasenia, it was quite shocking because Jasenia had been quite an item with Ivan. And so he was kind of looking around when she said yes, like, ooh, I didn't expect this.
Right. This is very spicy. This is very spicy.
And it leaves Jasenia and Ivan in peril because it's a very, and you know, it, I don't know if you listened to last week's episode, but I was talking and I, you know, it just seemed to me like Jasenia and Ivan were on vacation. And then, you know, you look at this episode and you go, well, there's not, you know, not to make a joke, but the trouble in paradise.
Absolutely. And not to make a joke, but like, also like, is this shit gonna like is this a performance or is this shit gonna stand the test of time? Like, what does this look like? All the cameras are gone, all the splashy billboards are gone. You guys are just left with the life you're creating. Does this last? I want your opinion as an expert.
You know, that's the $1 million question. That's the $1 million question. That's the big one for the big guys. Is this going to stand the test of time? Will this be, will the hot coals and the sticks and the stones and the breaking of the bones, you know, will they make it through? And, you know, it's not lost on me that this is television, you know, and that this is a show, but I do see when I watch it that I do see something in their eyes, and I see love in behind some of these, you know, people's right. eyes. And I do see that, you know, it's a possibility.
Right.
I then have written down that Mari then takes Kenny aside to have a conversation with him because she wants to tell him that if, you know, someone comes to the island, because there's people coming to the island all the time, that, you know, she fancies that she'd like to be allowed to go on a date with them because her and Kenny have had quite, you know, a connection. And this leads Kenny to say, well, you know, I'm not okay with that. And so, you know, see ya. And it's quite a debacle.
I feel like you have some stuff on your mind.
You know, we have something really good and I really like it and I'm happy. I want to keep nurturing this and like growing this and like, this is my focus. But it's just like, at the end of this, if we're together, I want to be 100% sure. I don't want to have any regrets at the end, and I don't want to have any what ifs, you know? And so if I am asked on a date, like, I don't want to immediately be like, no, not happening.
Yeah.
At least not right now.
I get it. Okay. So where does that leave us at? Just everybody go about their business?
No.
What is...
That's not what I want.
Well, you can't have...
Well, listen, I'm not actively...
I mean, you can't just be like, you go about your business and I just wait and see what you do.
No, I know. That's not what I'm suggesting. I want to keep doing what we're doing. I might not even get asked on any dates. Like, it's not even, like, an issue right now, you know?
I'm sure you will. You know what I mean? So it's like, I just want to make sure it's a two-way street.
No, I get it.
Wow. You know, whether it's The Bachelor or The Real World or Road Rules or anything that you're talking about, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but you roll into this situation talking about on camera, talking about, I've got a boyfriend back at home. Mm. I've never been happier. Like, I'm just here to have a good time, blah, blah, blah. But I'm in love with my boyfriend back home. Universally toast. I mean, you're toast, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of karma.
Yeah. Something happens. It's too many jacuzzis. It's too many lights. It's too many cameras. You know, it's too much. Too much glitz and glamour.
Yes, yes. Glitz and glamour, yes.
Yes.
And then you're not going to believe this, but Demi then, you know, went after Kenny because she said, well, if Mari and Kenny, you know, aren't together anymore, then maybe I'll try my luck in this hand of love. And you know, he took her by the hand as well. And, you know, they started canoodling and then Demi made Kenny a birthday cake that Mari ended up throwing in the fire.
So time out. So there's a couple. So all right. Like, I know that everything's up in the air and wild hearts.
Yes.
And this is madness. And we're, you know, they say that falling in love is falling out of reality. That's what they say.
No, I love that. Ooh, I love that. That's so interesting. Falling out of love is falling into reality.
No, the exact opposite of what you just said.
Falling
in love. Falling in love is falling out of reality.
Interesting. Falling in love is falling out of reality.
So this is a triangle. We're talking about a triangle.
Absolutely.
Between Mari and Demi and Kenny.
Mari, Demi, and Kenny.
Okay.
So then Joe and Serena go on a date alone. They go to a boxing ring and they have a nice dinner there. And they, you know, she looks gorgeous and he just looks timeless. I say this every week, but you can just, you know, he's got a smile that you could drop him in any time period and he would just fit. He is just, He's timeless.
Is that okay? Be honest. Is that something since we broke up? Sorry for all the listeners out there, not to be scandalous, but since we broke up, has that been like part of your criteria? Like, could he fit in any century?
Oh, no. I mean, Alessandro is very modern, you know, and he's very of the now.
Right.
And that's, you know, what I fell in love with, you know, right down to his shoes. You know, he's just of the now and he's, you know, very on trends. He always has the new, you know, the newest watch, you know, and the newest, you know, he's just very now. And I think that's another way to be, you know, there's a way to be timeless and then there's a way to be of the now.
Well, talk to me when he's transcribed the bass tablature for Black Sabbath's Children of the Grave.
I don't know that one. Is that something you've done, Keith?
I'm just so happy to be catching up with The Bachelor this season and checking in with you.
So they go on this date and we learn about why Joe is so heartbroken over his ex-girlfriend Kendall. And that is because, you know, they couldn't decide on where to live. He wanted to move back home with his boys, you know, in Chicago, and she wanted to stay in Los Angeles, the City of Angels. And, you know, they couldn't find, a middle ground. And so, he's heartbroken, but he's ready, you know, to find love again with Serena.
Damn. I mean, you hate to hear it.
So, like, why did that relationship then not work out?
She wanted her family's in California. Mm-hmm. And she just never wanted to live anywhere besides LA. And my family and friends are in Chicago and I wanted to move back.
Damn, that's rough.
So then we had to make that decision, yeah.
Oh, I like feel dagger to the heart for you. That's a hard breakup story.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what it was. So we had to be realistic.
If she had been willing to move to Chicago then, would you be married with kids right now?
I mean, I don't know, because I don't know if that would have worked. I don't know if she would have been happy being there. Mm-hmm. So
then Deandra gets a gift from Carl and it's a charm bracelet. And it, you know, it wasn't, you know, it was nothing to write home about, but the sentiment was very sweet, you know.
Right. What do you do? Let's say you're on the show, Lydia.
Yes, in another lifetime, perhaps. I think that train has left the station.
Get out! It's not too late for it's not like you're even old. We're not old, you know. I mean, we're not making TikTok videos.
No.
Yeah. So what would someone do? You're in the show, you know, you're being filmed, you're a professional, blah, blah, blah. What would somebody have to do to sweep you off your feet? Would they have to take you to GameStop?
It would be communication. It would be someone who said to me, you know, here's, you know, what I want. Here's what I don't want. You know, here are my life goals. Here are the things that I strive for and strive to be. And, you know, even with a list, some sort of list to show me that, you know, their goals were aligned with, you know, that they spoke what they thought and they did what they spoke.
Right. So someone who just comes in right off the bat barking ultimatums at you.
That would be something that I wouldn't be, yes, that I wouldn't be into. And Keith, what would sweep you off your feet if a lucky lady was in front of you?
Oh man. I mean, I'm not the Queen of England, but I'd say, you know, just like, a nice night at Outback and
but on the island, because you can't go, because it would be on the island, there wouldn't be.
I can't go to Outback. No, I can't go to, they don't have an Outback steakhouse on the island.
No. It's more, you know, a beach with day beds and, you know, a bar and a restaurant and, you know, a bonfire, you know, and, you know, sand and crabs.
I mean, I guess I would just need somebody to fly in on a helicopter and tell me that they're here to sign me to a 5-album deal for some of my experimental based extrapolations.
Yeah. Well, that would be nice.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So then Mari and Demi get into it on the beach because Mari is mad at Demi for going after Kenny.
I just want to know what's going on. I feel betrayed, honestly. I feel betrayed. I'm hurt by you. Earlier today, I confided in you, and now you're turning around and doing all this. So I'm confused.
You told me that you wanted to be open and date other people, and you told him that.
That's not what I said. I very specifically told him, I am about me and you. The only difference is, if someone came down and asked me to go on a date, I would like the opportunity to go and see what that's about. That is it.
Dude, you literally are going to date other people, so why can't I date him? That doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, so are you cool with being a second option? Because 2 minutes before you walked down, he said he wanted to f*** me. How does that sound?
I don't care. I want to f*** people here, too. Like, if that's what we're doing here, we're dating, dude. Like, we're dating everyone. You're trying to insult me. You're trying to be rude to
me. I'm not insulting you. I'm telling you what
happened. You literally just called me a second option.
I think it's more about, like, weight, the wasting of the cake they're arguing about, or?
I don't think we're going to get anywhere here. Like, you're going to be mad at me. Okay. Like, I don't care.
I'm not mad. I just want to understand. I would have never done that to you.
Okay, so, like, hate me. I don't care, dude.
I don't hate you, Demi. I don't
hate you.
You're
driving me crazy right now.
Okay, that's fine. Then, cool. Go be with him.
Have
fun. Goodbye. Your cake was in the fire, by the way.
Oh, I heard. Sounds really mature.
Yeah, just like you.
Suck my...
Drama
is right.
What do you get in drama with your friends? You strike me as too even keeled. But when was the last time you really got into it with a friend or multiple friends?
Well, I'm usually, you know, not the drama tour. You know, I'm usually not the one doing the dramatics. But you know, I am. You know, behind the curtain, you know, or a stage manager, you might say, because, you know,
yeah.
I do like to think of myself as a mediator. And you know, on my other podcast, Let's Talk, with me, Lydia Greengrass, Tale Valadejo, I had my good friend Karen Mitchell and our other friend Janet on because, you know, they were having quite a hard time because, you know, at a Christmas party a couple years back, Karen had gotten so upset. She had thrown Janet's cupcakes over the deck, and Janet really held that against Karen, and so, you know, we you know, came to terms with that on the show, and so that was, you know, big time.
Yeah. No, you know what though, but that's so you, like, you don't, you know, like, you never started, you're not in the middle of it, but you're the one. And I wonder if you end up resenting that. In my heart of hearts, I secretly wonder if you secret, like, if there's times when you resent having to be the peacemaker, because that's what you do. You're never in the middle of it. You're never the catalyst
it's
of it.
Part of my job, you know, I do it. You know, I go out. I'm, you know, I'm a team building expert. And you know, if I didn't practice what I preach, then would I, you know, would I even be a preacher?
Right. Well, like an ordained minister?
Just a preacher of the good word, and the good word is communication, and letting each other know how important each of us are to one another, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's good to hear. And it sounds like that's what these people on The Bachelor...
In Paradise.
Yes. And is... So I'm gathering that The Bachelor in Paradise is separate from just the regular, like, Bachelor.
It's a spinoff.
Yeah. And is the Paradise aspect of it kind of ironic? Because on this version of it, extra fucked up shit happens?
Ooh, that's interesting. Yeah, no, I never thought of it like that. But yes, the irony of this being Paradise, but when you draw back the curtain, going back to, you know, the drama and the stage, you know, is it Paradise when, you know, you can peek behind the curtain, or is there more, you know, is there more to the drama?
Exactly. And, you know, not to brag, but we both live out here in the Los Angeles area.
Well, I'm still in Rancho. I'm still in Rancho, which is a little bit east.
Yeah. People who don't know me, who heard me on your other podcast, will get a hold of me and be like, "Oh man, like, so is it like 90210 out there? Like, right. Is it like, mm-hmm. is it, you know?" And it's like, dude, I got stabbed in the leg on the subway, you know, a year.
When, Keith?
No, not recently. It's all good. And, you know, it mostly didn't even end up breaking the skin. But, you know, like, that's what I want to tell people sometimes. Just like, you think this is The Bachelor in Paradise. You know, all you see is like assistant manager GameStop. Like, all you see is like, yeah, like Lydia Greengrass Avaladejo, like, name checking me, like, blah blah blah. Like, it looks like, you know, like, it's easy for people to think that I'm Luke Perry, but you know, like, you know, but when you get closer, you know, like, sometimes you need to stick to the rivers and lakes that you're used to, you know.
What were you stabbed with? Was it a knife, or was it
pencil?
And did you know this man or woman or child? What was the...
Oh, no.
I was
complaining. It was rush hour in the morning, and I was heading to the Galleria to, you know, to go to work. And there was some teen playing video games, watching YouTube, whatever, at like top volume. And it, you know, everyone was thinking the same thing. So I'm the one who was finally like, "Hey, look, man, like, you mind turning it down a little bit?" And he was, you know, right, basically like, "Oh, go take a walk." And so then I tried to take his phone from him, and I realized in retrospect that was the wrong thing to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I don't appreciate is, you know, I actually wound up being, detained by the police, and the whole time I kept shouting at them, "This is what I get for being a commuter."
Wow.
They didn't seem to care, and it took a couple of days to sort out at the station.
Well, I'm sorry about that, Keith, but, you know, if I know you, you know, you don't take, you know, knows, you know, you take and you give, but I'd say you do take, you know, and, but you do give too, but I would say, you know, that you do take.
Oh, I take L's all day long. That's all I take. I take L's and L's and L's upon L's. And, you know, the police department eventually apologized and sent me, you know, a Christmas basket, and that's great. But, you know, like, what about everything that happened? But you know what? I don't like to think about the past. I do take. I know that I take. And but I'm also trying to give. Like, you're out there saying that I take, but at the same time, you've never come to the Galleria asking for. You know, like, first person, you know, for like video game suggestions. And that's something that I could really help you with that if you were ever curious, you know.
You know who I always liked was that was that girl you started dating right after we broke it off. Her name was Ginger. Ginger. And do you still talk to her? I really enjoyed her. Do you still see her?
No, I don't talk to her because she actually got hit by a bus and exploded. But I'm, you know, every single year on her birthday, me and her family and her.
What do you mean she got exploded?
She got hit by a bus. She I don't know what she was doing. You know, I think it might have been after some kind of football game, but she was in the middle of the street and she got hit by a bus, and apparently the coroner was like, you know, my medical diagnosis is that she exploded, you know. And so,
well, but that's Keith, sad. That's, you know, I always liked her. I'm so sorry to hear that.
So yeah, I mean, you know, you know, this is all a gift every day that we get.
Every day is a gift. And that's absolutely right.
And she loved, just for the record, she loved you too. She was intimidated by you.
She had the best clothes. She used to wear these tight leather pants and, you know, this bustier top, you know, and she used to, what was it she used to say to me? She used to look at me and she used to kind of bounce her hip and say, you know, Lydia, you don't know a thing. And I just thought that was a hoot. She was so fun.
Yeah.
So then there's the rose ceremony and Connor goes home and Carl goes home and Chasen goes home. And then Tia comes in. She's new. And Tia, I put next to her, funny and Southern. And she is a hoot. She is just telling jokes left and right. And get this. She takes Kenny out for a date, leaving Demi and Mari wondering what is to come, because she takes Kenny out as well. And they go to a nude beach. They play volleyball on a nude beach.
Wow. You know, though, that type of thing, I mean, what can you say? Like, there's something to be said for, like, off the bat, like, look, this is how, like, this is, if you're all in, this is what you signed up for. So
that's,
you can't.
The thing. Mm-hmm. If you're all in, this is what we signed up for. You know, this is paradise. Like you were saying before, what is paradise? Is it paradise? You know, this is paradise.
Yes. Yes. I like it.
And then get this. Now it's the end of the second episode and you're not going to believe it. You know who shows up?
The Hamburglar.
Kendall. Wow. Shows up and Joe can't believe his eyes.
Wow. Wow.
So,
dear.
You know, next week it will be quite interesting to see what happens with Kendall and Joe and Serena and Mari and Demi and Kenny and Tia and Deandra and Ivan and, you know, the rest, Jasenia and Noah and Aaron and Abigail. So, Keith, I mean, I just think the moon of you, and I just thank you so much for being on. And yeah, I hope you're well. I think I learned a little bit about what's maybe going on in your headspace now. I had no idea about Ginger. I had no idea about the stabbing. And I, you know, wish you well in all that.
Thank you, Lydia. You're, as I've told you before on this thing, you have an open invitation to GameStop, as do the boys. You know, unfortunately, just due to the, you know, I can only do so many things. If your husband was to roll by, I would probably have to charge him full price. But that doesn't mean that I won't be in an insanely good when he gets there. So know that, but the point is, long way of saying, you're all very welcome at GameStop. And yeah, it turned out to just be a pencil, and the doctor says with any luck, once they get all of the lead out, my thigh should be healing.
Oh my.
They say by like spring of 2024. And, you know, it's funny because I'm literally talking about getting the lead out. I have to get the lead out. And in my mind, that's always just when I'm listening to a rock block of Led Zeppelin. Mm. Like, in my mind, like, okay, we're getting the lead out. Here comes Stairway to Heaven. Here comes Misty Mountain Hop. Here comes, Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You, you know, or Good Times, Bad Times. But in this case, it refers to taking actual lead out of my body from when I was assaulted on the train. So I guess tomato, tomato on this one. But, you know, it's all rock and roll.
Well, isn't that the case, though? And it's the true, true words. And Keith, thank you so much. And thank you all for listening to Let's Talk About Bachelor in Paradise. And I'll see you next week.
Earios.
Powered by Acast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.